Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Here they come, the St. George Illawarra Dragons. To a muted response, Ryan Girdler, take us through their team.
Yeah, Matt Dufty at the back, Pereira and Ravalara on the wings. Zach Lomax comes into the side with Tim Laffey. Now the halves, Corey Norman, the ex-Eel, comes in with Ben Hunt. Now up front, James Graham, Paul Vaughan and Cameron McInnes, Tyson Frizzell, Tarek Sims and Blake Laurie. On the bench, Lattimore, Aitken, Host and Leilua.
And a nice contingent of Dragons fans in the southeastern corner. As I do my compass in my head, the southeastern corner, plenty of red and white there. Yep. Looks like an English ground, actually. You've got the big Dragon Army flag behind, but it's got that English flag look about it. And here they come. They destroyed the West Tigers here a fortnight ago. Gordon Tallis, take us through the Parramatta Eels.
Yeah, led up by the captain and fullback, Gutherson on the wings. They've got Sivo and Ferguson is back in the centres. They've got Jennings and Tucker Rungi. Salmon and Moses are in the halves. You've got Alvaro and Paulo in the front row with Mahoney in a hooker. What a game he had last week. You've got Lane and Nakora and Maroa in the back row. Terapo, Kafusi, Ma'u and Kane Evans comes in for the injured Tim Manor.
A bold prediction, please, for Jack Link's protein snacks, Ryan Girdler.
Okay, Zach Lomax has been waiting in the wings for a while. I think he'll start today and score 14 points.
Okay. Gordon Tallis.
Dufty to score another 50-metre try.
Well, let's hope we get something like that from either side. Bill Harrigan?
Dragons by 20.
And Brent Reed, have we got him now? We'll get him in a moment. Here we go. Parramatta and the Dragons underway. The Dragons will receive, and they run to the southern end in this first half. And the ball is caught by Corey Norman, and he gets a reception from the Parramatta fans. And he delivers a pass, Norman, here to Graham, who's met and put down 10 out from his own line. Now Blake Laurie hit hard by two Parramatta defenders there. It doesn't go too far. Laurie played every game this year for the Dragons. Now Vaughan, their leader up front. And he is stopped cold in the tackle. Some forceful Parramatta defence early here. It's played to McInnes, and he throws it on to Sims running down the left edge. And a good run here. And he runs into Brad Takabangi. Oh, a little burst from McInnes, but then he's sandwiched here by Paulo and Marnie. All tough tackles there from the Eels on the last hunt from inside his 40. Hoofs it long and down the middle. Blake Ferguson catches it, and he brings it back. And he's well handled here by Graham and Laurie, and also Frizzell down low. So we're off and running here. Earlier, it was Newcastle 36, Warriors 18. In the match of the day here on Triple M, it is no score, 1 minute gone as Sivo is driven backwards. And now the Dragons are returning serve with some good forceful tackles as Sean Lane, a nice surge there, gets him to within 10 of halfway on tackle three. Playing it back for Marnie, on to Junior Paulo, and he runs straight into Graham and McInnes, and he's collected centre of this Bankwest Stadium. Played to Marnie, throws to Alvaro, and he's the only Eel that had a miserable day on Easter Monday. He was knocked out after one hit-up, but this time he gets up and plays 45 out on the last. Here's a high kick put up across the face of goal. Gee, it's a terrible midfield bomb. It's easily caught by Lomax. And the Dragons get this in good field position, 19 short of halfway.
Really good start from both teams defensively. The Parramatta Eels was bruising their first set of six, but the Dragons, they were coming off the back fence as well, Dan.
Yeah, so good intent from both teams early. There's a run down the middle here from, looks like Ravalawa. In fact, it's Pereira in the number two. And on the next is Vaughan getting the legs pumping, taken here by Moses. And also the number 12 near Corey, 45 out the Dragons as Graham. Oh, he was collected by a lazy tackle by Alvaro. May have been a touch high. Ref lets it go. Last, Norman Bird as he puts up a helicopter-style bomb. That won't be easy. In fact, the Dragons with Laffey had a crack at that, but he had an air swing and the ball bounced away kindly for Micah Sivo, and he brings it back to his own 20. A good energy here in the stadium, despite the fact it's not a sellout. But I tell you what, they've come in. They have come in late. There's about probably 23,000-24,000 now. There's Blake Ferguson rolling upfield.
Three pretty ordinary kicks, though, to start the game, boys. Hunt didn't hit that first one that well. Then Moses had a shocker, and that wasn't much better than from Norman.
All right, so now here's Moroa in the headgear. He's bent back on the tackle by Lomax and Hunt. Parramatta near halfway on tackle four as Paulo A strong surge and the offload to Marnie. Then he fires it out to the right to Niokore. Puts a right foot step on Norman. Gets past Sims. Still going. Now brought down. Terrific end of the set for the Eels. Last 35 out. They stick to the short right as Moses goes the end over end bomb. Should be an easy one for the fullback. And it's took caught nicely by Dufty. Dragons have got it back. 3.5 gone. Good game here at Bankwest early. It's no score on the Beaumont Tiles scoreboard. Get into Beaumont Tiles now. You could score yourself a free $500 gift voucher as Ravalawa fights hard in the tackle. Then flicks it out to Dufty. Puts on some footwork but can't get past Salmon. Tackle made 20 short of halfway.
Just winning that battle at the moment, aren't they? The Eels with two attacking kicks so far to start this game. The Dragons just having a little bit of trouble bringing it out of their own end and only generally kicking from the halfway line.
Here's Frizzell with a good run down the right side. He's brought down eventually, playing to McInnes on the fifth, throws to Hunt. Short ball to the front man, Vaughan. Great tackle by Niokore down low and up top, Paulo. On the last from halfway, Norman. He goes for distance this time. It gets it over the head of Gutherson, who scurries back, takes it on the full on his 10. Now surveys, sees a wall of red and white in front of him, so he just takes the tackle. As it remains, no score, 4.5 gone. Here's Sivo. He's carrying Hunt with him for a few metres before the tackle is eventually made. Ball played back here. As it comes to the left, Marnie feeds it across to Lane. And Lane turns his back on the defenders as he eventually is put down hard by Laurie. Ball played to Marnie, gives it on to Alvaro. And Alvaro stopped cold by Graham primarily. Also there was Frizzell. And now before the last, here's a kick out of dummy half. It's from outside the 40. Gee, it's a beauty of a kick. It's found the corner, but it's taken by Pereira. Five out from his own line. And then he rides a heavy bump from Moses before Jennings finishes it off. Five gone, no score, Beaumont Tiles.
Yeah, Parramatta are winning the early battle, aren't they? Just as the Dragons, some of their big forwards are just starting to walk. But they're all so excited. They're all getting in there and bunching the ball. They need the spread. As they're trying to do now, Hunt.
He sends it out to Lomax on the right side, draws in a defender. His pass put down by Ravalawa. It's a knock on. Parramatta come up with it through Sivo, who's then thrown over the touchline. So they'll play the knock on. And there we go. It just happens so often, doesn't it? You pour on the pressure, and finally the reward comes.
Well, the Dragons were all going in like under eights and standing around the ball, all excited to get an early touch and get into the game. But they didn't stay with much shape, so they were allowed to compress their line, Parramatta, and win that battle. And just then they did a spread in it, and it wasn't really on. But he should have caught that.
He's got to take that there, Ravalawa, and head
absolutely
back
infield.
He has. Rested him last week. And
or
today,
don't pass it. Just get the cheap couple of metres, spread their line, Gerds.
That's what the Eels were after, though. Defensive error that they
absolutely
caused, and they've worked hard for that.
So Parramatta win the scrum on the left side as it's sent out to the middle to Salmon onto Moses. Moses to Takarangi. Tucks it under the arm and cannons into three defenders. Makes it up to the 20. Parramatta, first real chance to score here. Niokore, dummy half. Throws to the left of Moses. Gets it onto Alvaro. And Alvaro is met and dropped down by three defenders in the centre of this Bankwest Stadium. Parra running to the northern end. Played to Marnie. Throws left to Moses. Along the line to Paulo. Looks inside. Dummies. Goes himself. And then, oh, he got a pass as he was falling. Away now to Salmon. Salmon to Alvaro. Did well to hang on to it. Alvaro then kept it going to Moses, and he was belted by Norman. 12 away, 3 gone. Here's Marnie coming back to the left as he wafts across field, just holding it, touch football style, then dumps it into Lane. Lane carries defenders with him to the right upright. He almost got there. 1 metre out. Play to Marnie. Fires it to the right. Moses, short pass, Niokore, but a try saver there from Carrick Sims. Last. Right side, it comes here to a grubber kick for Moses, but a terrific
brave
take by Ben Hunt. That was courageous. He came forward knowing he was going to get smashed, but he kept it 1 metre out from his own line. Dragons barely holding on, no score, 7.5 gone.
It was a great attacking set and a really good defensive set. Gee, that's going to be a battle out there, Gordy. Sims and Niokore.
Oh, absolutely.
They've come together a couple of times early in this one.
And Norman and Moses, they come together once, but they like each other.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't say anything then. No, they actually like each other.
No. Like, they can't play together, but they love each other. Here's James Gray. Dropped down 10 metres short of halfway. It's played now here to McInnes. Gives it to Norman. Geez, the crowd's going to be doing a lot of booing if they're going to do it every time Norman touches it. He drills a kick down the middle. Away here to Sivo, who put on a big goose step about 10 metres away from any defender. He still looks menacing doing it, though, and then finally dragged down. No score, 8 gone on the Beaumont Tile scoreboard. Here's the first penalty of the game as Gutherson. They wouldn't allow him to get up. So the Eels will go on the attack again. Let's go down to the sideline. Here's Brent Reed.
Yeah, beautiful conditions for football down here. The surface is a bit slippery. And, Dan, you mentioned not a full house, but as you mentioned just then, those who are here have picked their villain for the day, and it's quite clearly Corey Norman. Boos every time he touches the ball, Corey Norman. Welcome back, son.
All right. So here's Lane.
Oh, Tyson Frizzell's gone down.
He has in back play. Went for the big tackle, and now he gets up hobbling. Try and walk that off. Oh, here's a little grubber from Gutherson. The chase is on. It finds the end goal. Ravalawa was pushed out of it by a Parramatta player, which was unnecessary for Jennings.
But he was blocked first there. He was blocked with the clear package. Okay.
Brent Reed down to you, Tyson Frizzell.
Yeah, he's just in the hands of the trainer right now, Dan, just down on his haunches on the ground. I'll keep an eye on him. Not sure what the prognosis is.
Sorry, Reed. There's blood coming out of the nose. So I'm thinking he's either got a poke in the eye. He got a poke in the eye there from Laurie. So he'll be okay, which is good for the Dragons fans. But I just want to give some credit there to Gutherson. Gutherson identified the fact down the short side that Frizzell wasn't in the line, and Dufty had to push up and take his spot on the short side. Well, Gutherson then thought that he just put in a little kick behind the play while the fullback was in the line, and they almost went through and scored there on the second play. So heads up play there by the skipper, Clint Gutherson.
So he wants to stay in here, Frizzell. What made it look worse was they poured water there near his left eye, and it just made the blood look so much worse, and he is
it's fair to say
out of the game for the moment,
going into your eye with the nails or whatever. Do they still check nails, Bill?
Yes.
Okay.
Bit of friendly fire. Let's hope Laurie washed his hands before he came out and played. His fingers have been
absolutely
all through Frizzell's.
You don't end up with stink eye.
All right. They go now. Yeah, Dragons. Jacob Hoster, a replacement for Frizzell, hitting it up. No score, 9.5 gone. Graham feeds it across to Laurie. He's already in one of those moods, Gerds, and we've still got 2 hours to go. Here's McInnes to the right of Norman to Hunt. Beautiful quick hands to Host, but he got hit hard by Jennings, and the ball was forced free. Now we've got a little bit of fire here in the middle. Gutherson picked it up and was away.
And that was after the whistle had already gone to when Gutherson took off and turned around to the referee to say, why isn't it play on? All the St. George players had stopped because the whistle had gone very early.
So this will be Parramatta's ball 10 metres short of halfway.
It was a great play, but he's just got to check. His mindset there was to bust the line. And when they're hitting him, Dan, you've got to... It's bloody hard to do, but you've got to turn a bit more towards the ball carrier and protect the ball a little bit. He just kept open. He thought he was going to run through the gap. And as he wedged in, Jennings, it just dislodged the ball.
So here's Ferguson from the scrum win going to the right, where he's knocked over, still short of halfway. Expert comments on Triple M footy, thanks to Bobcat Equipment. That's Gordon Tallis.
I love my Sunday afternoon footy.
Ryan Gert. Thank you, Gus. On halfway now is Alvaro. Now the ball is picked up by Murray. Gets it on to Niokore. Niokore dropped down on the right side of the field by Norman. Play back to Marnie. He throws it left here to Moses. Wafts across field, then links up here with Salmon. The extravagant dummy. It was fallen for briefly, and that allowed Salmon to run. And he made it all the way to the 30 before he was finally put away by McInnes. Ball played. They go the short left. Here's a little opening for Gutherson, but it's closed up by Graham. Geez, Parramatta looking dangerous. They're flying off their mark here as it comes down to Moses. Up he goes, end over end bomb. This will be a contest. It's batted back here for the Eels. Niokore gets rid of it on the last, away to Marnie. Marnie then veers to the short right, pokes in a grubber. Not big enough. Taken by Dufty, and Dufty is collared by Ferguson, who grabbed him by the back of the jumper. But then the referee called held, so Ferguson let go. And now on the next, Pereira goes sideways before he's barreled by Paulo. Hunt jumps in the dummy half. And he can't get past the 10-metre line. That's three tackles gone for the Red V. Ball played near the left touchline. Laurie goes for a charge. Oh, and he stopped cold. Paulo again involved. Played now to McInnes, away to Vaughan, and Vaughan, he's got the defensive line bending back. So that's a decent end of the set, but they still need a good kick here, Norman. He kicks it badly across the face of goal, straight here to... No, Jennings took it, and there was something brewing for the Eels, but the referee has seen something relating to the kick here.
Well, he stayed down there, Corey Norman. It was Moroa that came at him after the kick and sort of attacked the hips. There wasn't a lot in it. If the fans were booing before that, they're certainly going to boo Norman now, as the Parramatta players believe that he just stayed down looking for the penalty.
Yeah, the fans booed the first time because Benny Hunt went around behind one of his own players, but it was not an obstruction. There was no defensive players there. And that second one was a hit after the kick on the legs, which the referees have been clamping down on.
His legs are in the air, Norman. So you fancy that might have been the reason.
Yeah.
So. Just hanging on at the moment, the Dragons. They need this set. I don't think they've had the ball in the Parramatta Eels' half as yet, and this will be their first real attacking opportunity.
Let's go to Brent Reed on the sideline.
Yeah, I was going to say, worth noting that Tyson Frizzell's a HIA, so he's got to stay off for that 15-minute period.
Oh, okay. All right, so...
But then it doesn't count as an interchange.
No, it doesn't, but it means... their perhaps most destructive player is missing for this softening up period. I miss the softening up period. Here it comes down to Hunt.
It's here today.
You do too, Gordy.
No, mate, it's here today.
It is, isn't it? Good, tough footy. As the Dragons now. 12 out, left upright. Their first chance. They spin it left. It comes from Norman. Away to Sims. Away from one. Away from another. He's over. Oh, he's over, but I don't think he got it down.
Held up.
Gutherson got under him and saved it. Plenty of tackles left, though, for the Dragons as Sims sprints back to the 10-metre line. The Dragons can sense a real chance here. They want to get on with it. Ball played on the left side. Here's Vaughan powering up the middle. Takes three to stop him. Only one away. Still just left of the posts. It's played here now to McInnes. Goes to Norman. Norman to Hunt. He throws a flat pass out to Lomax. Dummies. Takes off. Then he forces the ball straight to a Parramatta player. It was forward. And they'll walk it back to the 10-metre line for the scrum. Ah, Lomax, you got a little overexcited there. But the Dragons look sharp. No score. 13 and a half gone, Boom on tiles.
But I like it, Dan. I don't know whether Paul McGregor would be liking it, but I like it because they're not going to complete at 70 or 80%, but not throw it at him. Like, it's the first time they got down there. He's beat one. There was three or four Dragons on the inside.
The problem was, if the pass was executed right, it was going to a Parramatta play anyway. It was a no-win situation. It was a poor play by Lomax, and just when they needed a little bit of possession, the Dragons, he gave it away on an early play.
He did get
it. Is it his fault for passing or the bloke for not leading into the hole and pushing up?
Well, he threw it forward, like, so it was poorly executed.
He did get off the outside of Jennings, was it, very comfortably. So that's a sign of encouragement for the young man. No score. This is a good game. And now Marnie is driven back. He lost the ball. Dragons have got it. Sims will get up and play it on the zero. Yeah. And they'll do it all again, but the Dragons are only 15 metres out.
Can we bring that back there? The encouragement award?
The encouragement award. Who are you giving it to? Is Martin, McInnes on to Graham. Graham
keeps it
going to Sims. Okay. Has all about to be played here, right side of the field. Here come the Dragons. Still no points in this game. Comes left to Hunt. Hunt on to Norman. A pass out to Dufty. It wasn't clean, and Dufty had to wait for it. By the time he got it, he was barreled by Nia Corey. Play back to McInnes. Comes to the open side with the ball to Vaughan. Just a one-out run. Gets the Dragons to within four of the southern try line. It's about to be played now to McInnes. He gets it. He throws it right to Norman. A flat pass for Laurie. Well read by Lane, but Laurie shakes him off and throws a pass. It comes out now as it's through the hands as Dufty sends it on out to the right here to Lomax, but Lomax is cleaned up by Sivo and Jennings, and they want to throw him over the sideline, but the ref calls held nice and early. Last, one in from touch, 10 metres out. Ravalawa to Hunt. Up we go. Coming down five away. Brilliant take, Takanagi. And he almost got away too. A desperate tackle from James Graham. Ball played to Gutherson. He runs out of dummy half. Makes about 15 metres. before he's finally dropped down. Oh, this, I tell you what, you get a good stadium and a big crowd, and you get games like this, end-to-end and powerful and fast and good skill as well. This is good footy. Nocivo carries it within nine of halfway. 16 gone, no score. Junior Paulo off the back fence.
He's a monster, isn't he? You can't go low on him, you can't go high.
And that gets Parramatta to their last. Here's Moses going high and long. Should be easy for Dufty, although that was right in front of us, and the ball moved late. There was a bit of deviation on it, but Dufty didn't panic. He caught it, and he's felled here, 22 from the Dragons' line. So he's Hunt now picking it up. Throwing it to Ravalawa. That's a good run from the rookie winger. And he got those legs pumping, dragged defenders back, and now that allows on the next play. Jacob Hoster the spot a little opening down the right edge. Finally stopped here by Alvaro, but the Dragons have got a roll on halfway. Comes left to Norman. Norman away to Dufty, the dummy, and he was almost away. Just held on to there by Nia Corey. Moses there over the top to finish it. Played to McInnes. Throws left to Norman, running down the short side. Oh, he threw it almost straight to Ferguson. Ferguson, he couldn't believe his luck, and he couldn't handle it. Had he caught it, it would have been a flat-footed start, but I don't know if anyone was going to stop him. Dragon scrum feed, still no score in a gripping first half.
Well, he should have caught that one, Dan. He did everything right, put himself between the centre there and the winger, got his right hand to it, which is his dominant hand. Should have knocked that one up in the air, and then it would have been a foot race between him and Pereira. But look for that play. I've been watching Norman just floating down that short side, looking to create numbers. He came from the open then and made the extra number down the short side, but just couldn't execute the play.
Yeah, look, they got the numbers, didn't they? Right, they, the eyes up footy. I love that saying.
Please, no. Here's Laurie rolling up
but the execution was poor there.
28 metres out, the Dragons on tackle one. So they're enjoying a nice period here. And here's a penalty in front. Get off the tackle player.
He blows a nice whistle, Klein.
And he gets plenty of practice. So,
thank you, Dad.
We have noticed the penalties have gone up. Have you noticed that, Billy?
Yes, they have.
Yesterday in Wagga, 22 penalties. Dragons are going for two here, by the way.
What the players are doing and the coaches are doing after seven rounds have said they are backing off on the penalties. They are trying to let the game roll a little bit more. So let's start to hold down a little bit longer. Let's test the referees now. Usually you get that in the first two rounds, but they're doing it now. And that's why we've seen an increase in the penalties. Hopefully they'll stay consistent with that. It's a penalty each way for holding down. They're both similar tackles. And you just look forward to that going right through the game and the players popping the tip.
So this kick from will be from bang in front once Lomax gets the tee and puts it down.
It's hard, you know, as a player when you're out there in these sort of situations. It's got sort of all the qualities of a really tight game, and it's going to be a tussle that's sort of going to be won late in the game. But with the open nature of the way that this game started too, it could be plenty of points scored. Yeah. So I guess when you're presented with an opportunity to take 2 points, it's a given.
It's got a finals atmosphere, though, this game, doesn't it? So
it does.
You take the points when they're on offer, don't you?
I guess you've got to, but the Dragons have only had one look at the Parramatta line, and they didn't do so well. But they'll take the two here, you would imagine, and get on with things.
So here's Lomax, 99%, says the kick predictor. He's directly in front. Here he comes. Gutherson's pointing away, though, as if he's trying to steer the ball using metal telepathy. It is 2 points to nil. The Dragons over the Eels. Brent Reed coming up in a moment as Triple M rocks the footy.
KO lets you instantly stream over 50 sports for just $25 a month. We're talking every game of every round of the NRL live, streamed on your phone, tablet and selected TVs. KO. It's sports streaming so good, it's scary.
I think it's a real litmus test today, wasn't it, for Parramatta on their top eight credentials. I reckon so far they're putting up a pretty good show, to be honest. It's a pretty even game so far against one of the competition's heavyweights, the Dragons.
Yeah. You just got a feeling, Dan, that this stadium's going to toss up games like this all the time. Well, players are there's Normie. How good. Well, players are so excited to come here until they get used to it and it's second nature and it doesn't rub off on them. But it'd be hard not to be up for this.
Yeah.
The crowd's into it.
As long as they keep coming, Gordy.
Great fan base.
The first year, he's McInnes scooting away. The first year of the old Parramatta Stadium, they're getting 25,000 a game. Now, that was a fair Parramatta team.
Yeah, that was the 80s, wasn't it?
It's Ben Hunt from inside the 40. He's going for the 40-20. It is a beautiful kick, but it might just have been short. And the touchy plants himself a metre from the 20-metre line.
Fair call. Got it right.
So, Parramatta scrum feed, just 20 and a half minutes gone. Dragons 2, Eels 0. And my word, the fans did come in late. You said it, Gerds. There's all that stuff to do outside. I reckon 3,000 or 4,000 turned up between 4 o'clock and the 4:05 kickoff. Yeah. Let's go to Brent Reed again.
Yeah, Tyson Frizzell, some good news there. He'll be back in the action soon. Looks like a boxer. He needs the Mickey to cut his eye
cut
open.
Cut me, Mick. Cut me. he's coming back from a lacerated testicle, so I think he'll be okay with that.
What's worse, poke in the eye?
I think I'd take that. What would you take, Gordy?
Oh, it's a tough decision. I'll get back to you.
Here's Ferguson. 20 short of halfway for Parramatta.
Well, both of them bring tears to the eye.
Here's near Corey. Now, he earns a penalty here. He earns a penalty midway through the count.
You've got to make an attempt to tackle at least, okay?
Shoulder charge. There we go. By the way, news from the judiciary today. James Maloney has been charged twice. Neither charge would be sufficient for a suspension on their own, but you add the two together, and he's facing a 1 to 2 week ban. So with Isaiah Yeo and Viliami Kiko injured, their weekend goes from bad to worse. Now, from this tap restart, after the ball was put into touch, Parramatta sent it out to Salmon, and the 5-8 is dropped down. Now, here comes Benny Terapo. First run off the bench. It's a good one. Crashes into two defenders. Gets a nice quick play the ball as it's thrown left to Salmon. Salmon on the lane. He had Jennings on his outside, but he couldn't get the arms free as he was backslammed by some strong defence there. Jacob Host. Now here's Paulo straight and hard. He drops the ball behind him legally, but then Marnie drops it forward. Dragons quickly trying to turn defence into attack as it's given to Sims, but Sims knocked over by Moses. 17 and a half to go first half. Dragons 2, Eels 0, Beaumont Tiles. There's Triple M rocking the footy for Ream. Bad play the ball by Laffey. Now a late penalty to the Dragons.
There's nothing wrong with that play the ball, you know. The ball still went under his foot, was still in the ruck. Just because it then rolled forward a little bit, you still could have played on, but they've given the penalty to St. George Illawarra, and that's how it should have been if they weren't going to allow that play the ball.
Tell me the real, Bill. You've got to attempt to play the...
Yeah, well, he gets his foot on it, but then the Parramatta player, is it Moses?
Moses kicked it.
He's got his feet in the ruck.
Yep.
So the penalty is the correct decision, but if you wanted to, you still could have played on because the ball was in the ruck. And when he first pulled it up, he was going to stop playing for the scrum down.
Jeez, Frizzell's height does look pretty rough. And he's got the placard. He's about to come back into it. Good time to re-enter with the Dragons on the attack. Sims up to the 30 on the first tackle. And now Lattimore, he rolls up the middle. Not many will remember. He started his career at Parramatta back in 2007. Plays now to McInnes. Throws to the right to Hutt. Hutt gets it on the flat pass to Host, but Host well handled by Lane. Quick play the ball again. 10 metres out. Here's McInnes jumping out to the short right, then switching into the open left. Throws to Hutt. Hutt keeps it going to Laurie, and Laurie is taken by two defenders. Four gone. Dragons, they're rolling now. A silly penalty given away by Moiroa, and now a real decision to be made here. Do you turn two into four, or do you feel... if you're the Dragons, like, they might be ready to crack the Eels.
Well, I'd take the tap, and Lomax stays out in his right centre position, so especially with Frizzell coming back on, and they tap it quickly, and it's Sims that takes the footy up.
And he's going up the left edge, where he runs into Nia Corray and two others. Ball played out to McInnes. Oh, he throws it to Laurie, who stumbles. And it's easy meet for the defence. Left upright, 2 metres out. Here's McInnes. He goes the deep pass to James Graham. And Graham runs more sideways than forwards as he was met quickly by the defence there. Salmon, one of those involved. Right side now as it's sent back to the middle. Pass to Hunt. He keeps it going left to Norman. Norman away to Dufty. Dufty 2-on-2. Sizes it up. Doesn't like what he sees, so he just runs straight. And he's taken by Takanangi. Good retrieving there by the Eels. Takanangi won't let him play it. Now finally does. Played to Laffey. Throws to Norman. Stabs the kick before the last. It brushes the upright. Frizzell has an air sweep. Parramatta come up with it. And they're going to stop. No, they're not going to stay in the field of play. Strong work by the Dragons. The Parramatta man was lent up against the upright. So the Dragons then worked in unison to move him to one side and force him into the in goal. 2-0 St. George Illawarra, Beaumont Tire.
Well, I think they'll have a look at this to see whether Frizzell coming through touches the football and knocks it on. If that's the case, then Parramatta, they'll reverse the decision. But it was a great kick there by Ben Hunt. aiming, or was actually Norman aiming for the upright. Comes through there. Nah, Frizzell misses it. Salmon picks it up, and the Dragons just starting to build a little bit of momentum, aren't they, at the moment? And another opportunity here.
So they work it forward through Lattimore on the first. Just a nice conventional hit up to start things off. The Dragons have enjoyed the better of it for the last 10 minutes or so. Luciano Leilua had a juggle. Did well to reel that ball in as he put down 19 away. Back to McInnes. Throws to the open right to Norman. Deep pass to Hunt. Holds it. Shows it. Then a beautiful pass to Lomax. Almost through. Just held on to by Lane. Quick play the ball to McInnes. Goes the short side with a grubber. Ben Hunt gets there first. And he grabs it cleanly. This is a St. George Illawarra try. Oh, yes, the Dragons. The early kick, and Hunt knew it was coming. They get reward for a dominant period. The Dragons 6, the Eels 0.
Absolutely, Dan. Well, they weathered the storm early, the Dragons. They've had so much pressure down here. They needed to come up with points. They took the two, and then they've taken the tap. And it's a great little kick out of dummy half. And Ben Hunt reacts to it, goes in, and the kick's only as good as its chase. And it was brilliant. McInnes comes out, sums it up beautifully. A great little kick. It goes past Jennings and Semin to get the ball down. That's brilliant.
It was brilliant. They set that up on the play before with the fact that Ben Hunt, just drifting across field, picked up Lomax, who got on the inside of Jennings, really worried Jennings so far today. And because he made that half break, it brought Gutherson up to the marker. As soon as he wasn't there at fullback, it was great work by McInnes to identify that. It was only the third play with no fullback there. He knew he had some chases coming through, and Ben Hunt showed a great turn of speed and scores the first try for the afternoon. That the Dragons, when you talk about building pressure and some teams that go down there and try and score off every play, it was on the back of a repeat set where Norman put in a really good kick. And that time again, they showed some patience over the last 10 or so minutes, really worked themselves back into the game because they were beaten, I think, at the start of the match by the power running and the defence of the Eels. But now they find themselves 6, possibly 8 up.
Well, see, and this is the challenge for Parramatta, because when they come out and can play their style, they'll put points on you. But when you weather their storm and you get them and say, OK, you're not going to beat us that way, Norman's cut off Moses. You saw Ben Hunt race up before and shut down Seminole Mahoney. How are you going to get around us?
Here's a kick from Lomax. Oh, he's tucked it inside the left upright from 10 in from touch. Dragons extend their lead. 8-0, 12 to go. First half, Beaumont Tiles. Triple M rocks the footy.
Thanks to the all-new Mitsubishi Triton, engineered to deliver power, performance, five-star safety, towing and the latest technology, this is one tough ute that nothing can frighten.
He's had a great start to this game, Benny Hunt. Obviously, Daly Cherubins came out over the weekend, said I'll be back for Origin. But you know what? If he can't make it back, it's in pretty safe hands. Ben Hunt, Michael Morgan, millions of options, boys.
Do you think, thank you, Queenslander Brent Reed, do you think Ben Hunt could get through a game as hooker for 80 minutes?
He's from the same place as Luke Keary, mate. Leave him alone.
Okay, all right. He's, who, Hunt or
Reading.
Okay, fine.
Cut lip switchboard.
Well, I asked a question. Can you answer it as Lattimore hits it up? Could Hunt play 80 minutes at hooker if he needed to?
Absolutely.
Here's Lattimore. Wasn't convincing, that was it, Gerds? As
didn't you watch before?
I don't think anyone knows.
No.
Yeah, absolutely. He was playing it for the Broncos before he went down to the Dragons. They moved him in there.
So 20 short of halfway. The Dragons working it out. Heavy defence on Leilua, but he's powerful enough to crash through that.
We're 3 weeks
wave.
Away. As if I'm going to go against the Queensland.
9 short of halfway. As Hunt, he gets a big kick downfield. That's a beauty. It turns Ferguson around. He takes it on his try line. Geez, we haven't seen much of him, but now we've seen something. Away from one, away from another. Then he lost the ball. But the ref said it went backwards. Miraculous. As it's fallen on by Moses. Oh, Ferguson. That, from where we're standing, and it's not a great angle, it looked like it may have gone forward out of his hands. As Gutherson, he's met and put down. Now here's Sivo working down the middle of the field. Put away comfortably. And Parramatta, I have not seen it inside Dragons territory for some time, but now Ma'u with a lovely offload. He sends Kafusi down the left edge. Gets over halfway. Stopped desperately on the 40. As Graham holds onto his boot like a puppy dog. And now on the next play, they go left Parramatta. It comes to Lane. Lane tries to crash through the wall of Lomax and Hunt. The pair come up with the tackle. Terrific set, all started by Ferguson. Last, comes to Moses, runs across field. Oh, he's passed it into the head of Kaufusi, a Falcon, and it gives the Dragons the ball back. Well, Moses, they all thought the yields, the kick was coming, and then he saw something that no one else did, decided to run.
And it should have been. And that was the play that they should have gone with. And Gordy just spoke about it before, not panicking the Eels now, not playing the scoreboard, but just playing their own game. And that time, Maloney just, just broke ranks, Moses, and should have put a kick in there and came up with a big play and got it wrong.
All right, so the Dragons is working it forward here with Leilua. Good powerful run again from him. He's made it to within... We're past the halfway line, within 40 of the try line. Norman throws inside, throws outside to Sims. Sims stands on the tackle. Underarms and offload. Back infield to McInnes with a bit of room to move. Oh, we had Duffy crying out for it on his left, but McInnes didn't see him. Did a big turning circle and then was put down. 28 out. Centre field, the Dragons. 8-0 they lead. Here it comes from Hunt to Norman. He miscues a kick, and that's going to be a challenge for the Eels. But Ferguson goes up, jumps forward, catches it perfectly. And Parramatta have got the ball back. 9 to go in the first half. An absorbing opening to this game. Dragons 8, Eels 0.
This is where you earn your money, scoreboard. As a playmaker, as a blue chip guy, watch what Moses and Gutherson has to do now to turn these guys around. They're losing their confidence a bit, the Eels. They're going to start pushing passes because they don't believe they can stay in this battle for 80 minutes.
Ma'u hits it up there. No offload this time. And now a great run from Penny Terapo. Almost up to halfway. But that whoosh you heard means it's the last. It comes here to Salmon. He kicks. What have we taken late here as it plugs in the corner? And no action on the tackle. We continue the Dragons with Dufty getting it on to Ravalara. Away from one, away from another. Then an underarm pass to Pereira. Desperate tackle by Ferguson. Ferguson eventually drops off. Pereira gets an offload to Norman. Norman, he got away from a defender. Ferguson chasing up to the 40. Inside pass to Laffey. In and away. Then a pass to Dufty. Oh, my God! What a try! 100 through 65 sets of heads, the Dragons, that is the try of the season. It's 12 points to nil.
Outstanding, Dan. That is unbelievable. The Dragons, that's the confidence. They put a kick in. The kick was good. The chase was good. But the Dragons were better. Sivo, he just starts running in field. Duffy picks it up, hits him. He walks through. Who's that? Moses' tackle. Beats another defender. Then the offload. Now Pereira. He shrugs off one, two, three. You think he's going to get tackled. There's the offload. Norman. Go on, Gertz. Take over.
Oh, Norman,
this is brilliant.
Norman gets down the sideline. Gives it on the back on the inside of Laffey. Now you think Gutherson's got him covered. But then a lovely little inside-outside run by Dufty. He scored a try, an individual try last week at the SCG that you don't see often. Well, he's just finished off one of the best team tries that you'll ever see. It was magic. Two wingers, they say they shouldn't pass too often. Well, those two, they got it right, and Corey Norman, won't he enjoy that one?
Dufty, he started it, and he finished it.
It's just been building, hasn't it? I mean, well, the Dragons, pressure. It was a really good set, actually, from Parramatta, because the momentum's been with the Dragons. They've lifted the tempo, they've raised the bar just a little bit, and Salmon put in what was a pretty good kick, and it was a decent chase, but it was a good heads-up play there by Dufty. Saw a little bit of space on the chase just in around where the posts were, and Moses, he just backed the bigger man in Ravawala against Moses, and he was able to get on the outside, and as soon as he got on the outside of Moses, it just created a few numbers out on that left side and ignited the left side attack of the Dragons, and well, they did the rest.
Ooh. Kick is good, 14-0. To think how much ground that covered, because remember, it started right in front of us on the Dragons' right sideline. It's gone all the way to the other side, so that's 65 metres, and it's obviously gone 100 metres upfield. And then with the in and aways, it's...
Three passes.
200 metres, that try. Wow.
Four passes. Norman back on the inside as we look at the Kotai replay. Five passes in that play. Just brilliant.
Well, we had a great seat, but not as good as this man, Brent Reed, on the sideline.
Sadly, it was on the other side of the field, Dan, but what a try. I mean, we've seen the Roosters and South Sydney fire their premiership shots over this weekend. This is it from St. George of the Warra. They've turned it on, and power can't go with them.
And noticeable, the crowd making some noise, the Dragons contingent. We said there were plenty of them here
And that try was scored right in their corner. That was perfect for them. Here's Vaughan going upfield. 14-0 all of a sudden. This game has got away from Parramatta. It's played now to McInnes. Gets it on the Leilua. Leilua driving the legs, drop down. Good quick play of the ball. Boy, he's good at that, the big fella. But now Frizzell leaves it behind him. And that's called a knock on. That's a gift for Parramatta that, frankly, they didn't deserve, because that surely Bill Harrigan was knocked back by Frizzell.
Absolutely. The ball was passed to Frizzell. He took hold of it, turned his body, lost control of the ball. It went behind him. He had to run 2 metres backwards to dive on the ball.
And the pocket referee was right there. He cleared it and said play on. And Ashley came over the top.
And I just hope that's not a kill for them, because that's put Parramatta on the attack 25 metres out when they shouldn't be.
So 5 minutes and 30 seconds to go in this first half. The ball is fed by Salmon. Out the back comes Marnie. Throws to the right to Gutherson. Gets it on to Moses. Turns it inside to Niokore. Cutting against the grain as he runs to the middle. And he's dropped down 21 metres out. We've had chances here, Parramatta. Yet to crack the Dragons. Terapo just goes one out. And there's easy meat for the defence. And now 19 out, right side. Played to Marnie. Throws left to Moses. Moses along here to Ma'u, and Ma'u got a nice offload away early, but not this time. He's put on his back by Frizzell. That's to the left now of the post. Marnie throws to the middle. Here's Kafusi, and they sit back and wait, the Dragons defenders. That allows Kafusi to get to within a metre, but good work from McInnes.
Oh, ball plays.
Here's a try. Here's a try. Reed Marnie jumps over, and he did it from a metre out. Now they're going to check if there was a driver, but that looked to be a clean try.
We have a try. Just make sure he maintains possession. But we just need to check the feet of the Dragons players in case the ball does get dislodged.
Jeez, we're seeing a lot of this, aren't we? Robbie Farrar did it last night. Just this little plunge over from dummy half.
Yeah, he holds the ball. He gets over the line. He plants it into the ground. That's a try every day of the week. But I've got to ask the question, when's a knock back a knock back?
Yeah, I don't know. When's a knock on a knock on?
Reed Marnie maintains possession of the ball and grounds it in the end goal. We have a decision.
Okay. Yeah, that's...
That's a coach killer, that one.
That one is lucky.
Working so hard the whole of the first half to get themselves into a position like that and to potentially go into half time, and the man in the middle does that to you.
14-4, and the kick will be a sitter. So 5 minutes to go before half time, and Parramatta, they didn't deserve it, but they are back in town here. Nice work from Reed Marnie, though. He saw something he liked in front of him, and he took the chance on offer.
Yeah, well, it was a great run from Kafusi. He set that play up. He skittled a couple of Dragons forwards in the middle of the field there. They got out of his way, and he was able to stay on his front, get a quick play of the ball. The markers weren't set, and Marnie did the rest.
It's got to be 25,000 here now at Bankwest.
I mean, yeah, because there's a lot of people standing on the concourse. They don't walk up to their seats probably because of the sun in their eyes too.
Here's Moses. He guides it through. So Parramatta, they get their first try. It's the Dragons 14, Parramatta 6. Triple M rocks the footy.
Right now, McDonald's, you can tuck into a small double beef and bacon meal for just $5. That's a juicy 100% Aussie beef patty, crispy golden fries and a refreshing Coke. All for just $5. A little goes a long way at Macca's. Available 10:30 a.m. to midnight for a limited time. Excludes McDelivery.
But they go in at 14-6 down, Parramatta. It's not a bad result because they haven't really been in this game the past 20 minutes. It's a bit for Brad Arthur to work with, only 8 points down at half-time.
All right, well done. And well done, Reedy. Oh, hello. Penalty, the Dragons. There was a man in front of the kicker.
There's about four of them, Ben. I like the penalty.
I do too. Always have.
Well, because they're getting a head start there.
I'm not disputing it, but it probably happens three times a game.
But see, when you're going to do that, then when he takes the penalty, you make sure he takes the penalty on the halfway line on the dot, not 2 metres this side of the line.
Parramatta, 25 metres out. Here's Lane hitting it up. On the first. Oh, this game was turned. What a chance. Marnie. The crowd goes up. Moses. Inside pass. Here it comes down. Terapo. The lane. Out to Jennings. Draws them in. Gives it to Sebo. Work to do. Brought down five away. Parramatta knocking on the door. Played to Jennings. Floats it to the middle to Gutherson. Catch and pass to Salmon. Keeps it going now to Ma'u. Running an angle. Great defense by Sims. Ball at all. 11 out right side play to Marnie. Throws back to the left to Moses. Keeps it going to Kafusi. Kafusi, this time he can't drive through the defence. That's better from the Dragons. Tackle made in front of the sticks. Four tackles gone. Play to Marnie goes to the right. The crash play. Ma'u flinged it back as he was tackled to Moses. Moses to Salmon. Stabs a kick. It's got a bit of pepper on this. Taken by Lomax, who walks it over the back. And it's a result for Parramatta. Because that kick, I tell you, it didn't look all that convincing off the boot. But it stayed in. And 2 minutes 15 to go in this first half on the Beaumont Tiles scoreboard. It remains Dragons 14, Parramatta 6.
Interesting play there by Paul McGregor. After Frizzell dropped that football, maybe because of his eye, he's been replaced. Given the fact that maybe Paul McGregor thinks he's not 100%. But I'm sure after he's already had 15 minutes off, that's the reason why. Is Parramatta now on the attack again?
Good drop out, 53 on the full. And steaming upfield is Kafusi, the 19-year-old. And he's stopped by Vaughan. It's played to Marnie. Gets it on now to the number 14 for Parramatta and Penny Terapo. One of the longest serving eels in this team. 22 out centre field. Play to Marnie. Throwing to the right to Moses. Moses keeps it going. Ma'u. He's looking as dangerous as anyone for the eels. He gets it on now to Niokoro. Niokoro well handled by Laffine Norman. Right side. Play to Marnie. Throws long left to Moses. Moses to Salmon. Keeps it going to Terapo. Terapo taken by a steamrolling Jacob Post all over the Parramatta reserve. Play now to Gutherson, gets it on to Kafusi, bends the line back. Oh, he turned his body, lost it, lost the ball. He tried to get an offload, he fell awkwardly. The ref got that one right, and the Dragons survive. 1 minute to go in the first half. So 14-6, that should be the score. As we, it should be the half-time score with time ticking away on that Beaumont Tiles scoreboard.
Yeah, Kafusi overplaying his hand. It didn't help that the Parramatta players wrapped around him and all wanted the ball, I reckon. There's a little core because the Dragons, their line started to get pulled apart there. There was a few opportunities. You don't blame him, do you, Gertz? Just before halftime, trying to push a pass.
I think he's been good.
He's big body,
yeah,
isn't he?
He's big and he's got some skills and he had some support and he got that one wrong. But, yeah, I think he's been a really good option for the Eels late in this first half.
All right, so the Dragons with 19 seconds left. They win the scrum and they just work it up on the first couple of plays. So two tries to one. With Laffey going to ground here. And this likely to be the final play of this first half. McInnes short side to Sims. And Sims takes his medicine there as he cops the tackle. And that is half-time quickly. Brent Reid.
Yeah, just news on Tyson Frizzell. He's gone up the tunnel with that eye injury. They're saying he's not out the game, but it doesn't look good.
Jeez, it can't be a good sign if he's gone off twice. Thank you, Brent Reid. And the Dragons, they lead the Eels after an absorbing opening 40 minutes here at Bankwest. St. George Illawarra 14, Parramatta 6, Triple M rocks the footy for Maccas.
Triple M rocks the footy. Triple M rocks the footy. This half brought to you by Mitsubishi. The all-new Mitsubishi Triton. Engineered beyond tough. For Ream Hot Water. Get your boots out! Triple M footy.
Glorious afternoon here at Bankwest Stadium. The fans at the top of the eastern stand getting the last remnants of the sun on this Sunday, where there must be 25,000 here. And what an atmosphere it has been. The next game here, this will be a good test for the stadium, actually. It's in 3 weeks. Parramatta Penrith on a Thursday night. So an attractive game, the derby, but on a Thursday night. I think we'll get a real indicator of what this stadium will do in terms of crowd pulling on games that are a hard sell. That, you know, Thursday night time slot has always been a problem.
It's just got to be priced right, Dan. You think? Everybody go there if it's priced right. And that's just basically, that's just common fact.
Has there been a soccer game here yet?
No, Wanderers don't come here until
next season. They've got a big rugby
season.
Crowd here.
And they're it's a finals time anyway.
No, they didn't. They got 10,000. What are you talking
well,
about?
Well, that was an announced crowd of 10,000.
Hey, Bill,
it was like about four. Yeah.
They counted that with a four.
Yeah, I know. I know, that's what I'm saying. But you just said they got a big crowd.
That was...
You're being facetious.
Sarcasm.
Facetious.
Okay, so the Dragons sarcastic. Are back out there. I can report, Gerds, they do have sensors in the bathroom here.
So can I.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the TV, which you can't watch.
Yeah.
but the sensors are there. You get the paper towel, you wipe. They've done it really well.
You grab the sensors, the towel, and you grab the handle with the paper towel.
There you go. Then you throw it in the bin. The bin's not just on your exit there. It's the perfect combination.
What have we got to wait an hour
for? Hey, Stuart Ayres, well done.
Yeah, you've got to wait an hour for a coffee and 40 minutes to get out of the car park.
Don't worry about that.
We got clean hands after going to the tour.
You got it. Some of us do.
I can't believe it's an hour for the coffee, huh?
Yeah, get some more baristas.
But no, listen.
I knew we'd find something wrong with this stadium.
You guys are bitching at the moment, right? The food's outstanding. They brought up slides.
There's a dessert over there.
And then Parramatta have brought up amazing food. They brought up sandwiches. They brought up pies. And they brought up some sliders.
I was just doing it for you because you're very protective about Suncorp. I'm just finding fault for you.
But Parramatta feed you here.
Yeah, but that's good, and we like that. But just get a barista so we're not waiting an hour for a coffee.
All right. Well, it's not about us. All the fans are waiting too. It's not just about the commentators having to wait. Anyway, Dragons will get us underway. But it is the second event here, so there are teething problems. And we begin. Parramatta, the last team to score in this game, but they trailed 14 points to 6.
As the light take effect. Get one in, Dan. Look, they've just come off the lights.
You know what? I'm sick of you two giving it to me for that, so I've put the cue in the rack. As it comes here to Ferguson, who's dropped down 20 metres. And it was Gordy's to begin with. You're just playing second fiddle.
You've changed, Dan, as soon as you got on TV.
I'll tell you what, though.
As soon as he got on TV,
the natural light.
He forgets about the little things.
It's the natural light, Dan. Have a look.
Let me call the frigging game. Here's Gutherson running it over halfway.
It's what happens in the Golden West. That's why I call it the Golden West.
Here it comes to Salmon running at the line. Jeez, they've let him run there, and he's up to the 30-metre line. This is a great opening set, and they've still got two tackles left. Marnie, short side to Lane. Lane runs out of room, so he comes back in field. He had the arm poised to flick it, but he takes the more prudent option and accepts the tackle. They've got 80 metres here. Last tackle. Marnie goes to Moses. High end over end kick. Coming down five away. Oh, should have been more of a contest as Laffey caught it easily. And then he's dropped down here. And shakes off Ferguson. Well, Ferguson missed a bad tackle in the first half that led to the wonder try. This time he comes back to help out as Marnie cleans up the mess. Now the next play, here's Pereira hitting it up down the left side. Gentlemen, do you think fatigue will be a serious factor in the back half of this game, considering how much energy was probably burnt in that first half?
Oh, yeah, but
if the referees keep out of it,
it'll be equal, Dan. I think both teams had their moments when they were under pressure, so I think it's not going to favour one side.
Yeah, the Dragons now. Leilua with a cut above his right eye. I remember Frizzell's got his eye issue, and I don't think Frizzell is out there. So that is most concerning. Reedy will have an update for us shortly as Norman goes the end-over-end left-foot bomb. It's going to be caught by Ferguson. He catches it, immediately veers towards the middle, and he bustles his way upfield. As the sun disappears and the lights take effect, it's 14 points to 6. Dragons over the Eels. Here it comes now to Sivo.
There's your bread and butter.
He's dropped down here, centre field. Ooh. Now Gutherson spots an opening. He goes straight down the middle. He's into the backfield. They're coming at him, but they're not going to get him. Goodbye, Parramatta. Get their second. And Gutho, with a little gyration towards the crowd, celebrates in style. And they just opened up St. George Illawarra, 14-10, the Red V, hanging on grimly.
Well, there was nothing happening, Dan. It was just a simple run from dummy half. Gutho gets in there. I thought he was going to pass. And he races up Tarek Sims. And he just takes off. Is that Laurie on the inside? They couldn't foot it with him. Neither could Dufty or Pereira. And Gutho, that's what you needed. I was asking for their playmakers, their marquee stars, to stand up and give them something. And he did, Gutho.
Well, that's what happens when your fullback then chases down the kick and then gets involved in play one, stays at marker. There's no one at home. And look, I know your defensive line should make sure that they cover for him and tighten up just a little bit, but if someone gets through as Gutho's dance, I'm not sure what that was.
That's a Magic Mike performance.
It was...
just without the magic.
It was a 650,000.
We saw that a couple of weeks ago against the Tigers where Gutherson got the ball in a similar situation, was able to sort of thread his way down a short side from dummy half and then linked up, I think it was Jennings, to score one of his tries. And that was a very similar play, but he didn't need anyone in support. And what a great start for the second half of the Eels.
Wow. They scored the last try of the first half and they scored the first try of the second half. As Moses nails the kick from in front, 14 points to 12. And that wonderful scene that we saw so often the first time we're here So many Parramatta flags in the crowd being waved. Brent Reed on the sideline.
Yeah, bad news for the Dragons. Tyson Frizzell is out of the game with that eye injury. Just quickly on Paul McGregor, he wanted them to start with basically get rid of the errors and get rid of the penalties. He said that's the only way they got back into the game in that first half, Parramatta. And in terms of Brad Arthur, he said, look, start this half hour, start the first high energy, kick the corners and complete your sets. He probably didn't count Clint Gutherson running 70 metres for him, though.
Well, and also, thank you, Rudy, what must be concerning for the Dragons is they yielded 80 metres from the first set, and then Gutherson splits them open the second time they have the ball. So the sign's great for Parramatta as Marnie gets it onto Ferguson. And he's stopped here by Hunt and also Leilua. And ball about to be played here to Marnie. He gets it on to Takarangi, and he's dropped down. Well, this now he's driven back. This is shaping now as a close game. Dragons are used to these. Parramatta have hardly had any close games in 2019. Here's Manu Ma'u, who's felled here, 16 short of halfway. Played to Gutherson. He's going to try again as he runs up the middle, rides a bump, then gets an audacious offload to Salmon, his doppelganger. And Salmon now goes upfield where he stopped on the halfway line. So five tackle. He's a caller's nightmare, Gertz, I promise you. Now comes to Marnie.
I love that turn there.
A little chip kick. Remember when it used to be just a lookalike? Now here's a chip kick which is taken on the bounce here by Dufty. And Dufty is stopped. And can't go anywhere. Parramatta, they're full of energy to start this second half. Five gone. Mitsubishi Triton scoreboard reads 14-12 to the Red V. They were up 14-0 earlier. Newcastle, a thumping win over the New Zealand Warriors, 36 points to 18. As now, Jordan Pereira is collared here inside his own 30. The meter's not coming for the Dragons like they are for the Eels, as Leilua has his legs taken out from under him by the marker Marnie, who sprinted across to make the tackle. And now Vaughan with a fair run, but put away heavily by Terapo. Dragons will be kicking from inside the halfway line as Hunt gives it everything he's got. And it's just taken comfortably by Gutherson, who has set this game alight as he veers to the left. And away to Sivo. He's away. He's into the backfield. He gets away from Hunt. One on one. Two on one. Sivo holds Dufty at bay. Pushes a second time. And he gets over. And Swan dives.
I love it.
We are in rugby league heaven. The tries this afternoon are out of this world. 16, Dragons, 40.
You've got to love your rugby league. And a big Sivo, he just goes, he should have passed a couple of times, but he backed himself. You've got to love a Benny Hunt. He puts a spiral bomb up. He gets taken easy by Gutho, and he looks, who am I going to go to here? And he just hits him that runs a straight line. Lomax is turned in. Then he just blows Hunt for speed. Then he's got Jennings on the inside. I said, just pass it to him, mate. Pass it to him. He goes, no, I'm going to ragdoll Dufty, and I've got the ball. He just ragdolled him.
Dare I say to the Parramatta fans, that was Rudra-like. It was great work again from Gutherson. How good has he been in this second half, especially from dummy half? Just identifying weaknesses in the Dragons' defence at the moment that Paul McGregor won't be happy about. But Sivo, you know, last week in a losing side, as we see Brad Arthur celebrating the stands, in a losing side, he ran for over 160 metres. And you just feel every week he's getting better and better and better. And I dare to say, Dan, that was his breakout moment. I think he'll be a different player from now on.
You two have said it, because we've done a lot of Parramatta on Sunday afternoon. He gets better with every touch. Not every game, every touch.
Well, it's hard to one-up that.
Yeah.
But
here's Moses, 15 in from touch, left side, moves in. He's got a bit of hook on this. Kisses the upright and goes through. Parramatta, they're turning it on. 18-14, a lot of football to be played as Triple M rocks the footy.
With Australia's largest range of quality equipment, Coates Hire has it. Just call or visit Coates Hire on 13 15 52 and let's make it happen.
It was beautiful, though, because have you looked at the Coates Hire replay, Sivo, then the ability to hold the ball in one hand but then swap it, yeah, from one hand to the other, just so he could swat away the flies on his way to the try line. Paul McGregor said in the pre-game, we've got to look after their back five. That's where they're dangerous out of their backfield, and that's what's killing them at the moment, the Dragons.
Good. It looked like he was holding a tennis ball.
Now, here's Kafusi hitting it up on the first tackle. The energy in this stadium, it's extraordinary, as Ferguson up the middle on play two. He's brought down. Listen to this crowd.
out as Tarapo drives the legs. Drop down 20 metres short of halfway. You can't tell me the quality of football doesn't have anything to do with this crowd and this stadium. Here's Ma'u. He carries them up to within 10 of halfway. Ball played now to Marnie. Throws it left to Gutherson. Veering to the left. Looking dangerous, but he's cut there by Hunt and also Host. A good tackle by the pair. Last comes to Salmon. Hurries a kick. Not bad, actually. Rolling along the ground. Oh, Jennings pouring through, but Dufty gets it. And now, hello, he's in the clear. He goes down the sideline. Skips over a defender. Cedo from behind with the tackle. This game just gets better and better. But now Dufty is in trouble. He's hurt. He's rolling around. And we'll have a little time out here. 31 minutes to go. Parramatta 18, Dragons 14, Mitsubishi Trite.
Nothing in this one, Gordy. I think just as he gets away here, Dufty doesn't expect Sivo to come over the top. And he's a big man. He must weigh over about 105, 106 kilos. And he's all muscle. And bang. He's got Dufty unawares there. And I think he catches him with his shoulder, maybe around the head. But nothing for the Eels fans to worry about. Nice run there by Dufty, just trying to inspire his side at the moment. But this game's got everything, boys.
Head first into the ground he goes. That's what the problem is for him. Just a big unit, nothing illegal. But he face plants the ground.
I shouldn't laugh.
I think Sivo almost had a smile on his face. So Georgia Luara restart. They're early in the tackle count. Remember that Dufty run was off a kick. As now, Blake Warren is punching it forward on tackle three. He's about 39 away. Eels have laid on three tries in a 12-minute burst. As now the Dragons go from right to left as it comes from Hunt away to Norman. Norman swarmed in by three defenders. 30 metres out under glorious purple skies here at Bankwest. Here come the Dragons to the right this time as Laurie is stopped cold here. Hello, Parramatta offside. Geez, that's a big penalty because they seem to have the Dragons measure there, but the Dragons get the start again from 23 metres out as it's tapped. And hitting it up is Laurie. He just laboriously hits it up. What have you said? The Dragons have looked tired all second half. It's only 10 minutes old. Well played now to McInnes. Short side to Hunt. Dummies. He shakes off Salmon. Then the underarm pass back infield to McInnes. McInnes keeps it going to Laurie. Laurie goes one-on-one with Niokore. Niokore holds, and then there's two other defenders come in. They're inside the 10 now, the Dragons. Played to McInnes, throws to the open left to Hunt. Along the line he goes to Norman. Flat pass to Sims. The big Dragons play, but it's well read. Takanungi up top. Niokore down low. Five out, 15 in from the left touchline. McInnes swings it back to the middle. Throws it to Norman. Norman to the right to Hunt. Cut out more to Lomax. Two on two. Lomax, right foot
snap. Tackle.
Oh, just short. Salmon. And also Jennings, the try saver. Played to Ravalawa. Two tackles left. Throws deep left. Away to Hunt. Hunt to Norman. Now to Vaughan. Straightens. Stopped. Oh, this is superb. Parramatta defense. Here it comes on the final play. They go left. Norman, the cutout pass. Laffey, two on two. Laffey, he gets the pass at the last minute to Sims. The grubber finds the in goal. On two feet, but it hit Lane on the way out. It's a line dropout. Lane was shadowing it over, and it just took the wrong bounce at the wrong time, and Tarek Sims has come up with a forced restart here. From the Eels.
That's unlucky.
That is unlucky. You got the big fella. He's not often back there. He's in uncharted waters, isn't he, the big fella? He's pushed back there thinking, oh, mate, listen, I watch the boys do this.
Jesus, there's 29 to go. How are we going to make it? Here's the restart. Oh, this is as good as footy gets. There's the restart. 45 along the ground. It's taken by Dufty. He gets it on. The Laurie, don't forget, Frizzell not in the game. Played now on tackle two to McInnes, who feeds it to Vaughan. And Vaughan, oh, he's so hard to put down.
He's been great today.
And he's been their best forward all year, hasn't he? Played now to McInnes, throws it left to Norman. Norman to the front man, Leilua. Well read, but Leilua is still hard to put down. Finally goes to ground from Niokore. Centre field, played now to McInnes, throws it right to, oh, to Laurie. His man overran him, so he goes himself and he threatens. Oh, he's only a metre out. Under the sticks, four gone. Here's McInnes. He throws right to Hunt. Hunt, cut out pass. Beautiful. Norman, Ravalawa. It's a try. It's a try to the Dragons.
That was a forward pass.
Yeah, it was.
No.
Yes,
yeah, it was.
It's given. It's 18 all, and the kick will be from out wide.
Mate, it was right in line with us. That was a forward pass, but it was only a great ball. Corey Norman didn't have to go that deep into the line. He just had to catch and pass.
It was a lovely set-up play. You had two lead runners there just attracting all the defence of the Parramatta Eels. The linesman was on the spot. You've got to give him the benefit of the doubt. And you're right.
No,
he left it
to
the last. He left it to the last minute there, Corey Norman. But just gets on the outside of Jennings, creates a two-on-one. Seaver did a pretty good job there to almost knock that one down. But aren't they having a battle on that eastern side? The two wingers, Ravalara and Seaver. But that time, Ravalara gets the cash and gets the Dragons back on the board.
It was a great play, wasn't it? And Seaver got caught in two minds, but he sort of paused when he went out. He just had to keep on going. Once he made that decision to come out and come in on Norman, he was the last man. He had to just keep on coming.
He got Norman, though. Norman is actually now, I think he stayed down. Whether or not he's going off for a HIA, he got collected by Seaver.
Are you too sure, Billy? You're sure it was? I know it's right in front of us because we're 10 metres.
It was marginal, but yeah. It was four.
Okay.
And it's one that I'm happy for him because when Norman let it go, he got pole-axed.
Well, you know what?
So he went backwards.
They deserved a bit of luck from the refs.
Yes, they do.
The Frizzell knock-on in the first half, which wasn't. Kotai replays, 13-15-52. Let's make it happen. Brent Reed, we've got some big, big news.
Yes, Corey Norman's leaving the field right now for a HIA, so he'll be 15 minutes at least off the field.
Well, that's now made it the Ben Hunt Show.
Yep, Ewan Aitken will come on for the first time this afternoon as Zach Lomax.
46%. He can kick him, this boy. He's 4 in from touch at the right side. Starts it right. Stays out right. 18 all. And you know what? This game is where it deserves to be. All tied up with it all to play for. With 26 minutes to go. What an afternoon here at Bankwest. Triple M rocking the footy for Maccas, where you can enjoy a small double beef and bacon meal. A meal deal for just $5. And we do it for Ream. All the showers here at Bankwest, you know, their water, it's all Ream, Australia's number one in hot water. Gordon Tallis, Ryan Girdler, Bill Harrigan, Dan Ganane, your call team. Bobcat equipment with the expert comments. Put a Bobcat to the test. They've got their newly expanded Bobcat R-Series compact excavator range. So the Dragons, they work it upfield here.
Well, it looks like Lomax has gone into 5/8 while Norman's off, and Aitken will go into the right centre position.
All right, so it's hit up by Pereira. And now on the next play, down the middle they go with number 17 there for St George Illawarra. No, it's not. It's Aitken, the number 15. And as on the next, here it comes to another reserve. This time it's Host, carrying it within 10 of halfway. Play back to McInnes. Gets it on the Vaughan. Oh, this is another great run. He's gone 15 metres. He's already made 130 for the game. Last comes to Hunt, the conservative kick, drilling it down the sideline. Seaver lets it go. Oh, but it takes a bad turn, and it goes touch and goal. Oh, Ben Hunt, no, no. That's now 20-metre tap, 7 tackles for the Eels. And it's Ferguson. And he's just hitting it up on the first. 18 points all. Dragons led 14-0 early. It was 14-6 at the break. Eels then got to 18-14. And the Dragons levelling things up a short time ago. Jennings playing it as now Tepoi Moiroa with a powerful run up the middle. And he's met on tackle two near the halfway line. Play back now to Marnie. Throws it left to Sam. Early ball for Lane. Spotted an opening. Already had Jennings looming up on his outside, but Lane went to ground. Couldn't free the arm. Played to Marnie. Throws right to Salmon. Salmon onto Moiroa. Moiroa up the middle. And as it has been the case all second half, the metres are coming easily for Parramatta. They're 30 out as it goes to Moses on the right on the next. Gets it on to Nia Corre. The defenders just sit back and wait. And the tackle made. 8 in from touch. Only 20 metres from the try line. Swung back to the left. Moses on the last. A high kick. Coming down. 15 out. Not a great kick. Through the hands of Lane. Play on. Ball taken by Salmon. Now he stabs a kick for the in goal. It's got heat on it. It's got heat on it. But Duffy has to play at it. And he belts it over the back. 18 all that remains. 24 to go. Mitsubishi Triton.
It's the bounce of the ball, isn't it? And it's happened 3 times in the last 5 minutes. One bounces and hits Lane. The other one hits the corner post, and now there. It was going to go out, and Duffy was wishing it for to go, and it just didn't. Wow. Great chase, too, by Sam.
So here's the restart. It's a shank along the ground. It still goes 40. Sits up nicely, though, for Ferguson. He's just going to tuck it under the arm and carry it to the 30, where he's hit hard by Sims. Here's Parramatta running to the southern end. It's now Terapo with purpose. Powers up to the 20-metre line. He's taken in front of the right upright. Good turtle work by the Dragon. Slows the play the ball down. Play the mark. Throws it left to Moses. Runs at the line. And a flat pass to... Looks like Ma'u on that left, and he's clobbered. 10 away. Play to Marnie. Throws back to Moiroa. Moiroa with room. Tucks it under the arm and almost takes them all the way to the try line. That's four gone. Left upright. Penalty in front. Penalty in front.
Take the two.
It does feel like a game where there's more tries, but you must take the two here, surely.
Yeah, get in front. Yeah, absolutely. It's mate, it's been an arm wrestle. There's been a bit of luck happening. The bounce of the ball on the last couple of plays, and you make your own luck, but take the points. I'm a big believer in, you know, going with the momentum, but there's no momentum favouring either team at the moment.
So here's the kick at goal about to come. And we've got to, we do our moment of skill for skillcertified.com.au. Do we do the Dragons 100-metre try, probably, or the Mike Acevo? Jeez, there's not many games where that Mike Acevo try is the second best try in a game. How about we do this? We give Dufty the skill-certified moment of skill, get the recognition you deserve, turn your workplace experience into a nationally recognised qualification with the help of skill-certified, but we'll give the Sivo try the Maccas I'm loving it moment.
I'm loving it.
Been about a dozen I'm loving it moments, thanks to Maccas. All right, so here's the kick at goal from Moses, from bang in front. And he drills it. It is now Parramatta 20, St George Illawarra 18. 22 to go on the Mitsubishi Triton scoreboard as Triple M rocks the footy for Ream and for Maccas. We go down to Brent Reid on the sideline.
I think Adam Neal's shown some character to come back into this game. I thought they were gone 5 minutes before half time, but they're now in front. Great second half. And Clint Gutherson, we're trying to put a value on Clint Gutherson, 650, 700. You can't put a value on what he's done this second half to drag this side back into this game.
So still 20 minutes to go. Maybe he's got something else in store for us. There's now the hit up here and an offload to that man, Gutherson, who sends it out to the left to Jennings. Jennings tries to draw in two players. He gives it to Sebo. The ball ripped out of his hands legally and then is on the ground, fallen on by Lane, but then he had the ball taken out of his hands. And I believe this will be a Dragons knock-on out of all that and a Parramatta scrum for...
Yeah, referee's called a one-on-one strip, but when he stripped it back towards the Parramatta home try line, so the St George's try line, and it's a knock on.
Gee, does that well, Gutherson. He just sort of, he pops up just in the middle of the field, and he just identifies the indicators of when he's got to get it wide to his outside men when there's some space there, and
he slides across defenders well, doesn't he?
Really
just
good.
Sort of gets on the outside of them without them really knowing, and
really good awareness of, you know, where the space is on the footy field.
Parramatta. From this scrum win, just work it up on the first play. And now Moiroa, geez, he's been good today, hasn't he? And carries it to within 10 of halfway, collected by Tarek Sims. Well played to Marnie, goes to the right. Another one out run, sees Niokore felled. And on the next play, they swing it back to the lefty, the Eels. And it goes through Moiroa to a support player that looks like Ma'u, 45 metres out. Now, an early kick from Marnie from dummy half. It tucks in behind Pereira, so it's not a horrible kick. It was the fifth, so they had another tackle up their sleeve, and Pereira cleaned up by Paulo. What a chase in the big front rower. Dragons start their set, 10 from their own line. Parramatta 20, Dragons 18, Mitsubishi Triton. Here they go. The Dragons being driven back by some very willing Parramatta defenders. Still on their own 10. Lomax at dummy half. Away to Ravalawa. Good bumping run from the young winger. And he gets up and plays it quickly. That allows McInnes to scoot out of dummy half. And he gets to his own 30. So they got out of trouble in this at the Dragons with a couple of tackles left. There's Lomax. Goes left to Graham. Holds it out in front of him like he's going to pass. But he just takes the tackle from there. Corray. Last. Comes to Hunt. He ventures outside his 40. Drills the kick for distance. And it plugs nicely. And it's taken by Sivo, who set this game alight earlier with a wonderful try. And he's just hitting it up straight and hard here. Runs into Zach Lomax. On the next, Michael Jennings. He scored three doubles this year. And he is just working it up to the middle of the field here, where he's brought down. Gutherson getting his hands on the ball. He goes down the middle with his run. Just short of halfway on tackle three. Marnie Waits gets it now. Throws to the right. Away here to Takanangi. And oh, he's suplexed here. Heavy defense by Sims. 40 out. Marnie Waits again. Gets it. Throws left to Paulo. Paulo, the early pass to Moiroa. But well read by the Dragons defenders. Graham and Host coming up with the tackle. Last. 30 out. Moses. Up we go. End over end kick. Well, not going to be easy. Dufty wasn't sure that was his, but he steadied. He took it. Then he almost spun away from near Corey. But the Dragons are stuck here, 10 out from their own line. Parramatta controlling field position pretty well of late. As now has Pereira. He's shaking off one defender, but going down quickly. Remember, there's no Tyson Frizzell, and right now there's no Corey Norman. So they're doing it the hard way, the Dragons, and they're only down by two. But a lovely late offload from Laffey allows McInnes to pinball past one and two defenders. Finally brought down five short of halfway. Oh, no! Incorrect play the ball! Penalty no Parramatta!
Roll ball, you said you did not even attempt to play it with your foot. So we'll see this on the coach side replay. We saw one of these penalties last week as well. So he's standing up now. And yeah, just straight over the top. Did not even attempt to play the ball with his foot. Fair penalty.
Parramatta, they don't look for much distance with their kick into touch. And they start 35 metres out. Near Corey goes one out on the first. Taken on the right side. Play to Takanangi. Throws it left to Moses. Inside pass to a steaming Tepoi Moiroa. Hard to put down. 13 out. Right upright. Play to Marnie. Throws a floater out to the left to Moses. Stepping, dancing, straightening. Now stopped. There's good tackle there by Laurie. Inside the 10. Marnie inside pass to Paulo trying to bump his way to the line. Something wrong happened there for the Eels and they burned a tackle. Play to Marnie. Throws deep right to Moses. Moses, he bullets it to Gutherson. Oh, Laffey rushed up on him and made an excellent first contact. And that made Gutherson easy meet for the next wave of defenders. They lose 10 metres on that play. But still close enough for an attacking kick. Moses for Parramatta. High kick to the right corner. Beautifully weighted. Ferguson! Ferguson reels it in off a rebound! He's going to score! And the backflip as well!
Outstanding!
They'll have to check this, but it appears to be a Parramatta try.
We have a try. Six tackle. Confirm that he's onside. Make sure that he doesn't knock the ball into a Dragons player.
No, I didn't see that happen. It is a juggle of the ball, but he regathers
that. He's
onside, well and truly onside. He races in for the contest now. He jumps up nice and high, gets his right hand to the ball, brings it back off his right hand. There's no chance of a knock-on here. And hits Ferguson's right hand. He brings it backwards.
Well, he's not deliberately trying to knock it on, is he? He's contesting the ball.
Blake Ferguson makes contact with the ball. It does not hit the Dragons player.
It wouldn't matter if it did because it went backwards.
It's going to be a try.
He regains possession.
Geez, he did well to panic. I don't remember an afternoon where so many spectacular things have happened. It's 24-18. Well, he improved the position as well. And the kick, because of that improving, will be a sitter. They're about to go eight in front of the Eels with 16 to go.
And did you hear the Eels fans boo? Because they wanted to see the replay of his backflip. They started to boo. Oh, but Ferguson, it was a great kick. And they made it a contest. He got up there about 2 metres off the line. He's a much bigger bloke than Pereira. And he just, it's a great grab, Gertz, to tap it back. But they're not the penny. And he just did it with ease. And then he throws out the left Duke. Grabs it, plants it down, jumps up.
Didn't he promise not to do that anymore?
That's unbelievable. That's hard to do.
All the action's been on the other wing. Ferguson been a little bit quiet by his own standards this afternoon and found a way to get himself involved. You know what you're going to get with Fergo with his couple of hundred metres a week as Moses moves in and knocks this one over. But they're the special things that he can do at that at the other end of the field. He can create something out of nothing, and that's exactly what he did there. It was a really slow play, the ball by Gutherson, and it was a great heads-up play by Moses, who was on the back foot, was under kick pressure, realised
that Ferguson was out there back on this short side. You don't often see playmakers kick back to the short side. They usually go long, and he did it, and they came up with the prize.
Reedy, you've got a crowd number for us.
Yeah, 25,872. Dan, I wonder whether they got the news. Corey Norman gone for the game, suspected fractured cheekbone.
Oh goodness.
It was a brutal hit. We didn't see a lot of it because it was in the process of scoring the try, and we focused on that. But if you go back and have a look at that, it was Sivo coming in while Norman was looking away, and he got him good.
Well, they are running rampant, the Eels, and the Dragons are down to 15. There's still 15 to go, but it would take something miraculous, you would think, for the Dragons to get out of this. As the ball is hit up here by Nia Corre. What a great crowd, and boy, they did come in late as Moiroa is dropped down here, 9 short of halfway. Play to Marnie, throws to the right now to Takarangi. He drives the legs, carries defenders with him, and is brought down. Played now and thrown to the right on the last through the hands. Gutherson's pass knocked down by Nia Corre. I'm not sure, even if Nia Corre took it, he was probably going to send it out to Ferguson on the wing, but the Dragons seem to have that covered. That's a bit of an unforced error here. They've been so good at pinning the Dragons back inside their 10. But now the Dragons are presented with a changeover near halfway. The Mitsubishi Triton scoreboard, Parramatta 26-18. You know, on the Triple M NRL app, we put the full game replays up. This is a game I think you should listen back to from start to finish because it's had everything. He's Hunt, lofts across to the right, throws to Lomax, shows it out extravagantly, then tucks it under the arm and takes the tackle. 45 away. He'll play it now. It's a bad play of the ball. It's a knock-on. And that again looked like likely a correct call. They're self-destructing here, the Dragons. Things have conspired against them. Injuries. There's a bad referee's decision in the first half. And it's all going against them now.
It's the old sticky stuff on the hands. He plants the ball on the ground and it just... The ball stays in his hands. And it bounces, Lomax, the drop of the head. But what do you do there when it's going against you?
Well,
it's going against
you. Well, that's been the difference, hasn't it, in this second half. McGuinness offered Parramatta an opportunity in their own half. They go down and score on the back of McGuinness's error. Then Parramatta came up with an error on exactly the same space as where the Dragons did. And the Dragons, on play two, give the ball straight back to them. That's been the difference, and that's why Parramatta are 8 ahead at the moment.
Well, now inside Dragons territory on tackle one as Paulo is hitting it up. And now here comes Salmon exploring down the left side and threatening. Finally closed down by Lomax and Host. Well played. And again, they stick down the short side. There's Lane. One-on-one strip. No, two-on-one. Lomax did so well. The problem was there was another Dragons defender with his hand on Sean Lane. Now, they won't go for two here because it's pointless going from 8 to 10. It's also out on the sideline. So they'll reload here and perhaps try and put the Dragons out of reach.
Well, that's what it does. Oh. I mean, if they score here, pretty much the Dragons, they won't have the time or just the energy to come back. So they need to top load all their energy here defensively, and it's all or nothing in this set.
All right, here comes Lane on the first tackle and makes it over the 10-metre line in front of the left upright. Played back to Marnie. He jumps out to his open right. Then a lovely pass out to Paulo. Paulo almost carries defenders with him all the way to the line. One away. Here's Marnie. Bullets into the left to Moses. Long pass out to Salmon. He sees there's too many defenders out there, so he switches back to the right with a little jinking run, but well handled by Graham and also Laurie. Slow play, the ball 9 away. Play to Marnie. He then pops it back to Alvaro, who's had a big rest, and he carries them to within a metre of the line. Tackled by Leilua. Under the post. Play to Marnie. Throws to the right. Here's Moses. Away now to Takanagi with a bit of space. Right foot step. Drop past Hunt, but not past the next two defenders. Last, Ferguson. Dummy half. Throws to Moses. Rolls the kick to the middle. Oh, horrible bounce. Horrible bounce. Moiroa takes it and plants it down over his head. That's another Parramatta try.
We have no try.
Oh, hang on.
Confirm that Tapai knocks the ball on and doesn't regain it.
Well, it took him an eternity to get the ball down, so something must have happened in the meantime. And we bring in Bill Harrigan for the Kodesai replays.
So we're just seeing a freeze frame on the kick. Onside. They're all onside. They'll tighten this shot up now, so we go in a nice tight shot. So So Moreau goes in, gets his hands to it, drops the ball there.
Hang on, hang on.
And yes, hits, now, the ground, hits the ground, and that's a good decision from the
Except
referees.
Moreau loses possession of the ball and does not regain it before the ground.
Gee, Matt Dufty's going to breathe a sigh of relief there. He got himself in perfect position, but as the ball just got in front of him, it popped up over his head, and he didn't make as much effort as I thought he could have to get his hands to the football and just allowed the Parramatta guys to run around him there. So lucky break there for the Dragons and keeps them in the contest.
It does, and it gives them seven tackles as well. 26-18 to the Eels, 11 to go, Mitsubishi Triton. Well, those replays for Coe Tyre and a Tyre Power right now and exclusively there. You can buy three and get one free on selected Kumo passenger and SUV tyres. That's a Tyre Power. As now, here's McInnes with the dart out of dummy half. He's brought down on the first or second legitimate tackle. So the Dragons now march into Parramatta territory through James Graham. And he's brought down. And no Corey Norton, remember, but at worst here, if they hang on to it, they'll get to put up an attacking kick as Hunt, short pass to Dufty, probing. Can't get through. Lane and Salmon with the defence. Played just right of the post to McInnes, who throws to the open left to Leilua, extravagant dummy, then gets it on the Hunt. Beautiful cut out ball to Laffey, two on two. Moses sweeps across to make the tackle. Good stuff from the Dragons, but Parramatta holding on comfortably. Last, Hunt, switch of play, turns it to his left to Sims, who leaves it behind him. Parramatta fall on the ball.
Oh, awful pass from dummy half there for Ben Hart. It had to be a good one. They needed to get that one up in the air and give themselves an opportunity to come through and put some pressure on the catches for the Eels. But because the ball was up behind Ben Hunt's head, he had no other option but to sort of throw it back on the inside to Sims, who couldn't handle it.
Ah, here's Paulo with an offload to Marnie. Jumps over a defender and then makes an extra 10 metres. Gunderson chimes in a dummy half. Gets it onto Alvaro. He's brought down. The Dragons have been so gutsy, but you get the feeling they're ready to fall. Here comes Salmon. They sit back and wait. Now throws to Lane. Lane makes extra metres before he stopped. They did nothing on that play. Parramatta made 15 metres. Jennings runs down the short side from dummy half. He then throws a line ball pass to Gunderson, gets it on to Marnie. Marnie, oh, he was ready to slip the money ball, but a desperate tackle from McInnes. Last, Gunderson kicks into a Dragon. Forward on.
One.
Six more tackles. Gunderson fell on the ball, and it was played at. Surely they're about to put the Dragons away. Alvaro hitting it up on the first tackle. And it takes three to stop him. They're so tired, the Red V. Play to Marnie. Throws to the open right to Paulo. Paulo shows the ball. Then goes himself. Graham just stops him in time. 1 metre out. Marnie under the sticks. Goes to the left. Moses. Jennings. Two on one. Out to Sivo. Sivo. Yes! Sivo's over! Sivo gets a double! They made a mess of this, the Eels. I'm not certain this will be given.
Start try.
I'm not certain this will be a try.
They're going to check instruction.
Confirm that Mitchell Moses doesn't run around the back of the
game. Okay, so I think that he assistant ref said no try, but Ashley Klein said try.
He said start with a try.
Okay.
And you can see he gets rid of the ball as he goes around behind him.
Mitchell Moses passes before running behind the lead runner.
It's a try. And we're just seeing the ball get put down now. There's no problems with the grounding of the ball.
He's Mike Acevo grounds the ball in the end goal.
He is a supreme athlete, Mike Acevo, but he's heart and mouth stuff. He got it down.
It's your worst nightmare when you're coming across in cover and he hits his left foot and comes back inside at you. Just keep on going for the corner. Don't step. I don't want to make a tackle, but that's Parramatta. I thought they were gone in the first half, as Reedy alluded to on the sidelines. But to dig back in, they got a bit of luck. There was a couple of lazy players early in the first half and Gutho took advantage of it. But since then, their momentum, they've turned into points and the pressure into points. And it's been a great second half performance. The Dragons, they lost their way. When you're chasing points, they just haven't had it, have they?
You spoke about it at halftime, Gordy. You said Gutherson and Moses, they want the big bucks. They're the guys that are going to lead this team to victory. You know what? They've been the difference in the second half because they've been the guys to get the ball where it needed to go, where the space was. And Moses did it perfectly then. He was on the open side waiting for the football. It was the last play. He identified they had numbers if he went on the left-hand side. He overcalled the play and got the ball on the outside of Jennings, created the two-on-one, and Sivo finished it off. Gutherson and Moses in the second half
been brilliant.
This to finish it off. 10 in from touch. It's not a gimme. And he sprays at Moses, so it's two converted tries.
I didn't mention his kicking.
But Dan, see, so when you're chasing points, there's two ways to do it. You know, McGuinness took off in the last set they had, and it was around the halfway, and they were spread. The rest of the Dragons players were waiting for the next play. It's transition time where they just got to hit the go button, but it's hard. But you've got to react to what your players are doing, and they were setting up for plays. But when your hooker sees something, you've got to just get on your bike and go with him. And they missed the opportunity, and then Parramatta go down there. And, well, I think he's my new favourite winger.
You got something to choose
oh,
from.
Haven't we? What? Oh, yeah. Thanks. Like Kotrick's legs, huh?
Thanks to the... Oh, thanks, Joey. Here's the short kickoff taken by Ferguson. Parramatta have got it back. Scoreboard thanks to the all-new Mitsubishi Triton. Nothing can frighten a Triton, and it reads Parramatta 30, Dragons 18.
Is Sivo from Queensland?
Oh, yeah. He's been to the Gold Coast a couple of times.
Here's Paul Lowe.
Distant cousin to Lottie and Petro.
And now... Isn't Nandi a country town of Queensland?
Yeah,
he's, Alvaro had the ball ripped out of his hands. Marnie takes the tap, and he's allowed to continue. Runs over the 30. Now he's taken high by Sims, and they'll probably take the kick at goal.
Ben, can you refresh my memory? Did Aku Uwate play for you guys?
Yeah, I think he had a couple of games for Australia and New South Wales.
Yeah.
That was a funny then that you've got Gutho. Marnie's taken the football and been tackled high. Gutho, well, he loves to play fast. He's run there, got the ball and about to tap it. Moses and Ferguson have run over, tried to push him over so that he couldn't get his foot to the ball and run on, because they knew that they were 12 up and they could put it out of reach here. So, and Gutho had to be pulled up. But that's just the way that they play. And Marnie's great at it as well. He's been such a great addition to the way that the Eels play in this season. And he's always on the footy. He loves to run the ball. He's really creative. He's got a good little kicking game, and he's certainly one of the reasons they're having such a successful season.
So Marnie's out now. He's off. Good day's work from him.
He was great.
And now Moses. Well, he had a chance to put it to bed a couple of minutes ago. This one, adjacent to the right upright, 28 metres out. Been in good kicking form this year. Here he comes. That's a nice strike. It's a 14-point game now. Parramatta 32, Dragons 18 as we go down to Brent Reed on the sideline.
Gurge, you spoke on the Sunday show before the game about the New South Wales number 7 jersey. Maybe Nathan Cleary's form, making it a competition. Has Mitchell Moses done enough, Gurge?
He's in the conversation, Reedy. He's in the conversation. But I just want to say, like, isn't it funny? For the last 3 or 4 years... the Eels have really struggled with a number 9. They've had young Pritchard in there. They've had
another short kickoff. Taken by Ferguson, and he gets away. He's into the backfield. Duffy's chasing. Duffy dives. Inside pass. Intercept Pereira. Dragons save it. We almost had one more exquisite moment.
Hang on. I'm going to say interference.
Penalty Parramatta. Penalty Parramatta, but Ferguson.
Pereira in the bin here too, I'd say.
Ferguson's filthy with himself. I think he knew he could have added to this bulging highlights reel.
I'm not sure about this one, because Ashley Klein was right in line with us and saw the whole thing, and his pocket referee, Chris Butler's come in and said, halt play, halt play.
Now, keep an eye on Fergo, please, Reedy, because he was filthy after that, and that might have something to do with his ribs. 10 minutes in the bin. Pereira.
Now, the question mark is, does he deliberately push him over, or was it just a collision as they're both running down the field? And I think he's Ash.
So we're looking at a co-try replay now.
I actually think the pass is forward.
He didn't touch it, it just tangled up.
What's going on?
The Parramatta player, who's at Moses, runs across in front of the St. George defender, who's running down, and their feet tangle up. There's nothing illegal in this.
Jeez.
And that's why Ashley Klein, who was in line with it, was playing on until the pocket referee interfered and said, stop the play.
And that's why there's too many referees on the field, Billy.
Well,
I'm still with you on it.
The right team has won in terms of run and play, but boy, the Dragons have some cause for complaint. He's just tripped over Moses. Anyway, Parramatta go through the hands. Here's Junior Paulo almost doing it all on his own. He stopped a metre away. The Dragons
It's cruel and unusual punishment now as it comes out of the right. Ma'u, the Harbour Bridge pass out to Ferguson. The little grubber for himself finds the in goal. Hunt's got it. Hunt's gone. Hunt goes out the back. And they'll have to endure some more defence. Parramatta, they're in party mode now. Ferguson's desperate for a try.
another one.
He's desperate to add to his tally. And here's a short little
well, that's
drop
brilliant
out.
By Hunt.
Extraordinary.
Really cool.
A little grubber drop out, and he dived and got there first. Well done. 15 out from their own line. 32-18 Parramatta on the Mitsubishi Triton scoreboard. You two have got the task. You three, Bill, you can play along as well. The Mungle Boots man of the match.
That's tough.
You've got contenders like
Gutherson.
You've got Gutherson. You've got, here we go, Dragons by the way, spin it out to the left. You've got blokes like, well, they all the forwards chimed in, didn't they?
They did. I mean, the game's really gone to sleep over the last 15 minutes, but when it really counted early on in the second half.
The forwards were outstanding early.
Yeah. But Gutherson was the man that scored that try that broke the game open, then created that one for Sebo.
Here's Lomax. He gets it out here to Aiken on the last tackle. Lovely inside pass to Host. Host. Oh, an extravagant little grubber. McInnes looked offside. He leads the race. He lost it forward anyway. Socket ahead by Host. Fallen on by Parramatta. Well, that was the dog's breakfast, but the Eels come up with the ball. So Jordan Pereira becomes just the fifth player sin bin this year. Last year we had 98. So we basically had one every two games. And this week, we've had two this week. Chance Nicol Klokstad yesterday. Before round eight, we only had three sent to the bin.
Yeah, the players are behaving themselves a bit better. Though.
Well, obviously, you're Gordy. I mean, five less penalties a game, clearly. So here's an offload. That's lovely. Away to Gutherson. He's into the backfield. He's away from one, away from another. Looking to link up. He does. He finds Ma'u. Ma'u now swivels. He's trying to get the arm free. And he's put down here. 13 on 12. Gutherson goes left. Moses drilling a kick before the last. Sends Ravalawa hurtling back to his try line. He takes it and is dropped down here. 2 minutes to go. Parramatta 32. Dragons 18. All that's left here is the winning margin for all you degenerates out there that are sweating on this result. And for all you Supercoach players as well. Is Blake Lowry. And he's dropped.
How many points do you need, Dan?
I'm in front. Thank you, Maker Sevo. Here's McInnes. Away to Graham. On to Vaughan. Vaughan dropped down here. They don't deserve another one. Put on the Dragons. Here's Graham. He just hits it up. And he's been put down on tackle number five. So we get to the last. So comes out to Hunt on the left. A little chip kick. Here comes Lomax. Needs the bounce. Doesn't get the bounce. Good work, Alvaro. Desperation stuff. He got his body in the way of Lomax and didn't let the centre get in front of him. So Parramatta look like they'll have the last use of it here as we enter the final minute. A little darting run from Gutherson. And he's dropped down. Now, here's Kane Evans getting a couple of minutes at the death. He just runs out of dummy half and is dropped down. They won't have to wash his jersey tonight. Here it comes down to Gutherson, throws it left. Along the line it comes. Moiroa loses it. And it came away to Lomax, so the Dragons will have it with 35 seconds to play.
Yeah, they didn't have to wash maroons either when he played for the Waratahs.
Leave the man alone. Two on one here for the Dragons. It comes out from Aiken to Ravalawa. Puts the foot down. Brushes away from Sevo. Inside pass. Comes to Aiken. 15 out. Oh, he needed to give it. And then flicks it out. It goes through the hands of Jennings. Knocked back by Hunt. Taken by Ravalawa. Oh, Ashley Klein, your party pooper. Let it go. There was 10 seconds left. And that will be the final play of what has been a breathtaking afternoon. They are standing and applauding here at Bankwest. They're applauding here in the commentary box.
Listen to that. That's unreal.
There will be closer finishes in 2019. But I put my house on the fact there will not be more highlight moments in a game than what we have seen this afternoon. A spectacular match. Parramatta 32, Dragons 18.